The transfer of a 312-hectare property Neatskutz Falls to the Lyaxin First Nation and Cowichan tribes has been completed. The land, valued at approximately $8.6 million, was privately owned by Mosaic Forest Management and recently bought by the province. The land transfer, called the Incremental Treaty Agreement, which is a legally binding pre-treaty agreement negotiated by the province and the First Nations, is considered a key reconciliation milestone between the two Kowatsan Nation communities and the province. The agreement was celebrated in a signing ceremony, attended by BC Premier David Eby, on the property in May, 2024. The return of the culturally significant land will give the Lyaxin Nation a land base linked to the services and infrastructure they've long lacked. Lyaxin's reserve lands are currently located on Valdez Island, an island with no ferry service, water supply, electricity, and other community necessities. Prior to colonization, however, Lyaxin, which currently consists of approximately 200 members, had a winter village at the mouth of the Cowichan River near Scutts Falls, and for generations, their members have been advocating for a community base on Vancouver Island. The acquisition of this parcel of land could not have been made possible without the commitment of British Columbia, our kinship ties with Cowichan tribes and willing seller Mosaic, said Hereditary Chief Laksalewetsat Chief Shana Thomas of Lyaxin First Nation. This village site will forever change the trajectory of the Lyaxin Mustamu for our community today and future generations. When Laksalewetsat took up the hereditary chieftainship, the Lyaxin leadership released an action plan in November 2024. This plan outlines key priorities that Lyaxin will undertake in preparation for the re-establishment of the Lyaxin village site on Vancouver Island. Our community has been fighting for the re-establishment of our village site on Vancouver Island for over four generations, and now that it is here, we have a lot of work to do to prepare, but our community is ready to take on that work. With the land transfer now complete, Lyaxin is adopting its first official community plan to map out a new community village for its members. In addition, the two First Nations are continuing plans to move forward with Cowichan tribes' priorities as guided by an inter-community memorandum of understanding. I recognize the province of BC for completing the transfer of this land in the Scutts region to Cowichan tribes and Lyaxin First Nation, said Cowichan tribes chief Cindy Daniels, Sulsulzumat. The westward region of our traditional territory by Lake Cowichan has always been a significant contributor to the well-being of Kowatsan Mustamuv, culturally and as part of our traditionally abundant food systems. Working in a good way alongside Lyaxin Chief Pahalaktun initially, and now Chief Shana Thomas, to make this unique arrangement for both our communities possible is an important demonstration of our shared Kowatsan values and the Snowayul teachings from our Sulween elders. We look forward to continuing the work ahead over the coming years as outlined in our MO with Lyaxin First Nation, including the equitable division of the land, additions to reserve, as well as the community planning and development processes. As part of this IDA, Lyaxin First Nation and Cowichan tribes will hold the lands in partnership until a plan is put in place to divide the property and work with the federal government to add the lands to each First Nation's reserve holdings. This is an incredible achievement for Lyaxin First Nation and Cowichan tribes that will bring real change for their communities, said Christine Boyle, Minister of Indigenous Relations and Reconciliation. The collaborative approach taken to identify the lands for transfer is an example of perseverance and partnership in the province's reconciliation journey with both Lyaxin First Nation and Cowichan tribes. Lyaxin First Nation and Cowichan tribes are seeking to add the land to their respective reserves through the federal addition to reserve process. The creation of this village for Lyaxin First Nation has long been supported by Cowichan tribes, guided by the shared teachings of Nutsamat Squalawan, working together with one mind, one heart, one spirit, and Sitsawital, helping one another. Deborah Toporowski, MLA for Cowichan Valley, said the success of this agreement with members of the Cowichan tribes in BC ensures that Lyaxin will have a place to call home. I am grateful for the collaborative approach to reconciliation in the valley and for what it means for these communities going forward, she said.